That's going on, 2023. Rara Sunidhi and the subject of discussion is Sri Rara and her mantras. We're in a book, Rara Sunidhi by Prabhupada and the Saraswati. Around verse 137. Yes, yes, Purjat Padaneka Mani Jyotir Eka Chataya Sandra Premamrita Rasa Mahasindhu Kotir Vilasa Sached Radha Rachyati Kripa Dristi Patam Kadachin Muktis Tuchi Bhavati Bahusha Prakrita Prakrita Sri Prakrita Prakrita Sri. So this particular verse, the mantra is praying for glorifying Radharani's toenail and praying for a glance of mercy. Well, you'll find, a sadhaka will find, if the sadhaka has the blessings of their guru and they're fortunate. But as you read the verses of Rara Sunidhi describing all the different parts of Radharani's transcendental form and her rasas and bhavas, we'll actually have darshan of Radharani in a smaller, different degrees of perception, depending on how much mercy you receive from Guru and how purified your heart is. Because these verses are like magical. They have some magic potency in them that they actually show the form of Radharani. You can see Radharani's form. It's not just a fingernails on hair, it's not a smile. It's all, you know, toes and feet. And all these things we're hearing. Verse by verse, for the last 10 years, we're hearing each part of Radharani's body being described. So that should, after 10 years of hearing these classes, or hear them all in succession, once you get some vivid internal darshan, it's called Smriti of Radharani. That's the whole idea of the book. And when one attains that momentary or brief or extended darshan of Radharani in his mind and heart, he will experience ras and its nectar. Radharas, Rasa Sutta means nectar ras, nectar taste of happiness and bliss. So the translation, if Sri Radha, if, that's a big if is even better, big words. If my husband was like this, if he was like that, but he's not. So the ifs and buts, are, they go together, you know. Dangerous combination. There's a lot of ifs, but what's the reality? Well, the reality is terrible. If you're lucky, and Sri Radha, who is this Radharani? She's a girl, a 14-year-old girl, who has amazing toenails. Generally, when you think of a woman's beauty, or a teenage girl's beauty, you don't focus so much on toenails. Okay, they paint their toenails purple, green, whatever. They do different things like that. But your attention doesn't usually go there. But for the sadhakas, for the mantras are paying attention to every toenail on Radharani's foot, every fingernail on her hand, every strand of hair on her head. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur and his mantras through, as we know, the Valley Mantra. They praise Radharani. I'm brushing your hair, I'm combing your hair, and what I'm experiencing, each strand, each single thin strand of your hair is more valuable and more, it's worth more and more valuable than millions of my lives. So people brush, the ladies brush their hair every day and a whole big blob of stuff comes out. Especially if they're older, they have hair fall. More is falling, more is leaving than what's coming. The growth is slower, the fall is faster. So this is amazing. Her effulgent, radiant, jewel-like toenail, a single ray of one toenail, the luster that manifests millions of deep nectar oceans of love. Ross. With this Radharani, who has such extraordinary, phenomenal love, radiantly, lovely, powerfully emanating love itself, or emanating from her toenails, if this special jewel-like Radharani casts her merciful glance on me, then what happens to me? I don't care about liberation, I don't care about anything in the material world, or any material universe, or any opulence. Everything becomes meaningless to me. But now everything has so much meaning. People, friends, society, love, relationships, family, cars, we have a fancy Porsche, and we're so attached to it, somebody scratched it, we die, you know. The second day again, you get in a crash. You drive over in the showroom in bliss, and 2 days later you're crying. This is the material world, happiness and distress. So I'll look at the word for word. Oh, you got a clothesline, yeah, that's good. Sporjat means to manifest, like sporti. Pada naka, naka means nail. Sanskrit naka means nail. Mani jyotir. Jyoti, chavi, chata. Every verse about light. The light of the jewel, like the jewels emanating light from your toenails, are another type of the only ekachata. Jyoti ekachata. That effulgence is the only effulgence. Because the author was a Brahmavadi before. The author of this book, Prabhananda Saraswati, was Prakashananda Saraswati from Benares. He got converted to Gaudiya Vaishnavism, and specifically Gaudiya Vaishnavism by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sakshat Sangha, by directly meeting him. He moved to Vrindavan and lived at Kaliyadaha, near Bhajan, for 35 years, wrote these kind of books. So he's a little attached to the Jyoti and the Brahma Jyoti and all this stuff. So wherever he can find a Jyoti, he writes about it. Other Goswamis write about the light, the light or toenails. So they don't find much words Jyoti there. Other Goswamis. So it's all about her toenails. They're brilliant. They're jewel-like. They're manifesting, or he's hoping they'll manifest in his mind. Sandra Premamrita Rasa Mahasindhu Koti Vilas. This is describing the nectar. Sandra means deep, concentrated. Prema means pure love. Amrit means nectar. Ras means a flavor, different flavors of love. Mahasindhu means a great sindhu, a great ocean. Koti means millions of vilasas. So the great ocean of nectar, ras, concentrated, great thick ocean of concentrated ras, nectar ras of love, is manifest by Radharani's presence in various pastimes. Vilas. That's what the second line of the verse says. Millions, the toenail, not even Radharani's whole form, not her Mahabhasru being just her toenail manifests koti vilas, millions of deep nectar oceans of love rasa filled leelas.
Wow.
That's a powerful toenail. That's a mighty, mighty powerful toenail. Doesn't take much. We ask for a rod of cream cut texture, a sidelong glance, or even a toenail, a glance from your toenails would be fine. I can't have the eye card see your face, but maybe have the eye card see your see your feet. If I can't get a ray of sidelong glance from your eyes, maybe I can get a ray from your toenails. Somehow I'll get there. By head or toe, face or feet. I have a company here. Everyone's got a cough. Everyone's coughing. Everyone's all sorts of misery like company, they say. But I usually find when I'm miserable, I don't have any company. All my friends run away. They only come when I have money, or have money, have fame, or good health, or beauty. Then he got so many friends, quote unquote. Third line, excuse me. Sachet rada rachyati kripa dristi patam kadachin. Kada, kada, kada. This is the question. Kada means when. When will all this happen? When will I get the lucky number? When will I get the touch of fortune? Radharachyati. Rachyati makes kripa dristi. Kripa dristi pat. The word pata means recipient, it means person. Like generally in formal circles, when you're talking about guru and shishya, guru and disciple, and someone asks your guru, who is your spiritual master, you say, I'm a most fortunate kripa patra of Natadas Babaji Maharaj or Pandit Sri Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, or who sannyasi this or Maharaj that, Swami this, whoever your guru is. Kripa patra. Patra means recipient. So the author in Sarkavesh, like a practitioner of Rag Bhakti and Manjri Bhav Sadhana, is praying for Kripa to become a recipient of a glance. Drishti means darshan, means drishti, means glance of mercy from that Radharani. He's saying, Rachyati, let her do this, let her make me a recipient of her mercy. Kadachin, kadachin means when will this happen? So we all have the same question. There's one question everyone has. If I ask anybody else a question, everyone raise your hand. This is the question. When will I get that mercy? You'll get that mercy when it begins with appreciation. Gratitude and appreciation. Gratitude for the mercy you receive from Guru and Radha and Krishna, and hankering and wondering when you'll get more, when you'll get the more mercy. Because if you already have mercy, you wouldn't be sitting here in Radhakund and Karti hearing Hari Katha. One time some devotee was complaining to me, I've been practicing Krishna Bhakti for 20 years, I haven't had any anubhavas, I haven't had any darshan, I haven't had any experience, I feel so dry, nothing's happening. I said, what do you mean? Don't you realize what's happening? You have so much anubhava, so much experience. What? Tell me one. The first one is you've been practicing for 20 years. That's an experience, that's mercy, you've been doing it so long. You should thank your stars and be grateful for that. You haven't blooped, you haven't fallen away. You know, you think Rome is built in a day? You can't stab your fingers and get pregnant by an app. There's not a finger snapping app. Stab your finger app and you get pregnant. It doesn't work like that. It takes lifetimes. You ready for that? No, I'm checking out. Take your neck piece back, I quit. Okay, go and save some money on the next tissue. Reuse the neck piece. So it's, you want diamonds, and you're coming by with a few rubies in your pocket. So last line he says, "Mukti, Mukti Tucci, Mukti Tucci, Mukti Tucci, Bhavati Bhavasha, Prakrita Prakrita Shri." Shri means money. Shri Lakshmi, Lakshmi, Dhanandehi, Dhanandehi, Dhanandehi. Give me money, more money, money, money. Money's honey. Money's my God. And one Indian gentleman went to America to work. And he was talking to his American friend. He said, "You people are so religious. So religious in America." He was just new there. He said, "Why are you saying that?" He said, "I got a $1 bill. On the back of it says, it's printed on the money, $1, in God we trust." You've got so much Bhagavan Vishwas, so much faith in God. I'm really impressed. "Now, my dear, Mr. Patel, you don't understand. It's not like that. You think God means Bhagavan, Ram, Vishnu, Krishna. You're all wrong. In America, God means money." When they say, "In God we trust," it means in money we trust. And that's the only thing you can rely on, count on. You can't count on your husband, can't count on your wife. You can't rely on your husband. You can rely on your bank account. It's true. The more the better. Some people think like that. For us, the more beads are the better. Keep falling more and more. How we got there? So what does he think of? What does Raghunuga Bhakta think of all this Sri, all this money, and all this mukti, liberation, going back home, back to God? And he thinks, "Tuchavat, Tuchavat." Tuch. Tuch sounds like tooch. Tuch means in Sanskrit, insignificant. Like you don't like something, you go, "Puh, tuh, tuh." Excuse me, something vivatsaras or some ghastly sour yogurt or something, "Tuh, tuh, tuh." So that's what the sadhaka feels about money, wealth, position, liberation. "I don't care about going back to that. I'll stay right here in Rakun for 100 births. I'm happy. I'm fine. I'm ready. I'm not nervous about being here. Not eager to go anywhere, up or down, or right or left. Live here, die here, born here, live here, die here, born here. Because this is a spiritual world. It's here. Are you there? Question is, it's the spiritual world is here. The real, that's a given. That's an absolute statement. Sit up in the mat, come on, you're my neighbor, you're my friend. Get some mat, blanket, nice. Get some vibration from good devotees. You're there on the tata region. You're not a tata, you're antaranga." So the question is, we're in the spiritual world, this is the spiritual world. But the question is, are you there? Are we there? You can answer that at home. This verse about the effulgent toenail of Radharani, which creates millions of devotions of prema, and not only prema, but sundra prema amrita rasa maha sindhu koti vilas. One toenail of Radharani creates infinite pastime. Rati Vilas, Kiri, Julian Vilas, so many Vilases, intimate, amorous pastimes with Krishna, because that toenail Radharani emits a concentrated ocean of nectar preen. So let's see what Anantas Babaji reveals in his commentary. Basically, the verse summarized, which I mentioned already in the introduction, the unique power and beauty of Radharani's one toenail and the power of Radharani's kripa. Kriva Dristi Pat Kada. Kada, when will I be a recipient, Pata, of the glance of mercy of Radharani? So now he explains how one toenail can emit oceans of light and prema. Anandas asks, how deep oceans can emanate from a single light ray from a toenail cannot be understood by people who simply stand on the shore of the ocean, trying with logic and reason to explain everything. November, Mahabharat, Tarko, Pratishtha, Shudhivivinna. The truth of Dharma is in the hearts of bhaktas, not in argument, not in reason. Tarka means arguing, tarka, arguing, fighting. It's in the heart of Vaishnava, in the heart of devotee. That's the truth of Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Ram Vishnu. Dharmasya tattva nihitam guhayam. It's in a guha, it's in a really guha, it's in a cave of the heart of the Vaishnavas. So who are those Vaishnavas? They're people, they're jana, the living beings, the human beings, jana, but they're mahajan. Mahajan means great. What are they great for? For surrendering the Bhagavatam and surrendering to Bhagavan and dedicating their life to his loving service. That's Mahajan. Mahajanayena kata sapanta. Panta means the path. The path of the devotees, the path of the pure devotees. Mahajan pat. So we follow them, they'll unlock the secrets of love, because ultimate dharma is love, prema, Krishna prema. When you follow the saints, Mahajans, and serve them humbly, without deception, without cheating, kapat and deception, then they'll open the secret, they'll open the chamber of their heart and show you the light of love. Their heart will become illuminated by the love of the hearts of the Mahajans. So he's saying that logic you're not going to get too far. It is said, Vishwas Milie Krishna Tarka Bahudur. Very simple, I think it's Bengali. Krishna, with faith one can meet Krishna. Vishwas Milan Krishna Tarka Bahudur. For an argumentative person, for a person who depends on and takes shelter of reason and logic, the truth is very far away. Bahudur. Krishna is known, he translates it now, Babaji Maharaj. Krishna is known through faith. Faith is Vishwas. It's also Shraddha, but there's some distinct difference between Shraddha and Vishwas. You want to know the difference? I said it right. But I don't know Sanskrit. But I read explanations of them both. Vishwas and Shraddha. They're both Sanskrit words, and Vishwas is a Hindi word. Shraddha also. It says the truth of Krishna. Krishna is known through faith. Like the Bible says, faith moves mountains. What are the mountains? The mountains are Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moh, Matsara, Krodh, Parvat. Kamprabharva, envy, just, you know, all these obstacles and anarthas are like mountains blocking our heart. Hard rocks in our heart are mountains of lust, anger, greed, envy. So faith in God can blow up all those mountains and take you to the spiritual domain. So he's saying, Krishna is far away from people who argue and discuss. Some people like to fight. Some people have, everybody has a certain percentage of Kali Yuga in them. Why? Because we're born in Kali Yuga. So we have to take a thermometer. Yashasvini has a thermometer. She can tell you how much Kali you have inside. Kali means black, Kali means fighting, Kali means Kalaha means argument. So Kali means argument means the tendency. Kalaha in Sanskrit means the fighting, argument means the tendency to become black. Because if you lose the argument, you get a black face. You get shame. There's a term, black face. When you get defeated, you get, oh, hang your head down and run away. Well, you win. Your face is shining with pride and victory. You know? You go, ah, boy. You go, ooh, tail retreat. You run home to your doghouse. So, people argue, discuss, they're disgusting. People argue and discuss the truth without me having faith, that's submission. No submission,
no
permission. No permission,
no
admission. As in the previous verse, Sripad, the author, is comparing Radharani with the ocean. But now he repents. He repents and says, oh, alas, even Anadas is telling us the mind of the author. That he's a Rasik Jan, he's a Vaishnava Siddhanta Shastra Nipun, and he knows it takes one to know one, so he's a pundit, brother than a Saraswati, he's a pundit. So he knows what he's thinking, he knows what he feels. He says, oh, what have I done? I compare Radharani to an ocean. Even a light ray, a single light ray from one toenail is equal to millions of nectar-filled oceans. Now he feels bad. Anathas is revealing the mind of the author. Usually the Tikachara, the commentators on Shastra, they reveal the minds of Arjuna. Look at Vishnu's Chakravarti's Tikas and Gita. He reveals the mind of Arjuna everywhere. Arjuna's thinking like this, Arjuna's thinking like this. He reveals, how do you know that? Doesn't say that in the verse of the Gita, but the commentary of Vishnu tells you what Arjuna is thinking right now and why he asks the question he asks, and why Krishna answers the way he does, and why Krishna says this. Krishna says this Sloka Gita because he has an idea that Arjuna's going to ask a question. And then next verse he asks a question. It's very, very amazing. The insight, the vision, the transcendental vision of Acharya is outstanding and phenomenal. It's something to be awed by. The perception, the introspection of perception. You know, you dig a hole in the ground, you come up with dirt. And Acharya digs a hole and he comes up with rubies, sapphires. You dig a hole, you came up with blue sapphire and diamonds? What is this? I got dirt, I got a few worms. I dug a hole in the earth, I got some worms. You dug a hole in the earth, you got diamonds. Well, you know, that's... You're not lucky. Keep digging. You have to go deep another part of it. Get past the worm stage. become a moth and then become a butterfly. He said, I made a fence. Probably on the surface. I made a fence. I'm so unfortunate. I committed an offense to Radharani by diminishing Radharani's glories by comparing your whole body with a single ocean. Actually, one toenail. In the verse before, 136, said Radharani is a Gupta Mahanidhi, a great ocean of mysteries. Gupta, secret, hidden. Mahanidhi, great ocean of treasure and ocean. I made offense. I'm sorry, Radharani. Actually, one toe. I delete that, but I can't delete it because I scratched it into a palm leaf. I can't change the verse because I scratched it into a leaf, I can't erase it. So now I have to write a new verse. So 137, I patch up, make up for my offense. You know, please forgive me, my friend. So I wrote like 50, 50-word Sanskrit poem to make up for his offense. 50 words in this verse to make up for his offense. 136. For this type of thinking, this type of angle of vision, Dristikon it's called, angle of vision, Dristikon, it's so attractive to me. I mean, I've been reading these books since 1989. I got the first A4, it's printed out like this. And I fell in love with Antaswaji Shiksha and his personality and his blessings. And I'm a big fan of him, that's for sure. So the word in the verse in line 2, sun, sundra, that's the definition of bhava or prema?
Sandrananda Visheshatma.
Sandra, that's prema. Sandrananda Visheshatma. Bhakti Rasamrita Jacinda Rupa Swami defines an entity, and then he explains what are the symptoms of that entity, what are the characteristics, and he cites leelas which show that entity. So when he defines what is bhakti, he defines what is bhav, and he defines exactly what is prema in Bhakti Rasamrita Jacinda, which is often called nectar of devotion. There is this Sandrananda Visheshatma, that when one attains prema, he experiences a vishesh, very special, unique form of bliss. Sandrananda, concentrated, thick, it's like thick pudding, you can't even cut it with a knife. Burfi, you cook down so much, you can't even cut it with a knife. That's serious burfi. That's big time, that's not for kiddies. That's for adults. Rock solid burfi. So this was Sandrananda. not exactly like that. More tasty, of course. More satisfying, fulfilling, because it works with the soul. That burfi is good for the tongue and belly and mind for a while, until you get the next burfi. So sundering is deep. These oceans of Radharani are deep with Mahabhava, the pinnacle of divine love that is possessed in its fullest extent only by Radharani, and to a lesser extent, but almost similar, her elevated Paramahamsa Sakhis. Shiva then says in line 3, Sachet Radha Rachyati Kripa Dristipatam Kadachin Mukti Tuchi. It says tis, but I left off the S. I like Mukti Tuchi. Go back to Kali. You go, everybody go. Go, get out of Vrindavan. Everybody go back to Kali. Go, everybody, Vrindavan, run. Everybody go back home. I give you a full blessing. Go back home, back to Kali. Oh. Now I can enjoy Ram Reiki. Bring back all the trees I missed. All the big neem trees were cut down to make MVT and this and that. Like what I remember in 1977, the Ram Reiki I remember. So you all go back to Canada. Go tonight. The whole place is going ghost town. And break all the buildings and let the trees grow back. I'll stay. You go. Full blessing, go, Jaldi Karot. I'll stay with Radha Raman. I'll stay with Bhanka Vihari. I'll stay with Radha Vallabha. I'm good. You get lost. I mean, you go. Get found. Whatever. So he says, if, hey Bhagavan, Sri Bhagavan. If this Radharani, if, when, how, when, where, why, who, me, you, everyone, if this Radharani casts her one merciful glance on me, Kriva Dristipat, then Mukti and all material wealth, opulence, Swargalok, any kind of mukti, it becomes meaningless. Tuchava. Tuchava means insignificant. It's so insignificant you spit on it. Something you spit on doesn't have much value. It shows the ultimate, it's a very disgusting expression to spit to begin with, but that disgusting expression, it showed how much you're disgusted with what you're spitting at. Incidentally, we never spit in Vrindavan. You have to spit, go home and spit in your sink. Don't spit on the Brajaraj. It's a big aparad. If you have colds and stuff, go home. You're not Indian. If you're Indian, then you have a license to do anything. You have a license, I have no license. You're Indian, there's no rule, there's no hard and fast rules. There's nothing hard, there's nothing fast. Everything's soft and slow and easy going. But I like to avoid that aspect of India myself. Of course, I'm kind of a little bit affected. She'll give you the rundown. She's pocket. Okay, that's, I think, what is going on here? Oh, the rest of the perverts on this, 2 pages later. It's a weird photocopy I got here. It goes page 313 and then 315. Okay. As long, as the great ascent of the great herb of love for Krishna has not entered the heart, then such attractions as opulence of mystic perfection, samadhi, truth of dharma, Brahman, all this stuff can cause astonishment. But not only that, these are types of cities, because it talks about, you know, that in the last line of the verse, Mukti and all this stuff. Sri and Mukti, Sri includes the mystic cities. That, not only that, but transcendental opulences like Saloki Mukti Vaikuntha, Saloki Mukti in Ayodhya, Mathura, Dwarka, cannot attract the maid servants or Arani. Indeed, even a relationship with Krishna and Braj without being related to Radhika is insignificant for them. Vyoha gopis have offered their bodies, minds, and hearts to the sweet feet of Madan Gopal and are floating in oceans of bliss when they sing. And he quotes a song. I don't know by whom, doesn't say. He quotes a Bengali song. I'll read the translation. Oh Krishna, you are the master of all, the worshipable treasure of all the great mystics, means yogis. This is Gopi speaking, maybe Radharani. I would say Radharani speaking. But maybe Chandidas or Vidyapati has a feel of that. Akilera nata tumi te kaliya yogira aradya dana. Gova gowalani ham atidina najani bhajana pujana. So now let's replay it. Radharani speaking. Oh Krishna, you are the master of all treasures of the great yogis. We are simply wretched gopis. Atidina. We're very fallen. We're very wretched. We don't know anything about bhakti or puja. Najani bhajan, najani pujan. We don't know about worship, we don't know about bhajan. We just know how to love you. We don't do any bhajan, we don't do any puja. Two times a feet, 3 times a waist. We don't do any of this stuff. We just offer everything we have for your pleasure. Radharani says, I poured the love nectar of my heart. Priti rasiti dali. I poured the love nectar from my heart and my mind out before your lotus feet. You are my master. Tumi Morapati, Tumi Mara Pati, Tumi Mara Gati, Prana Ana Naishai. Krishna, you are my master. You are my goal, Gati goal. My heart does not want anything else. Pran means heart. Pranana nahi chai, chai means desire, achaye, nahi chai. But when that ever sweet Madan Gopal appears before the Sakis, wanting to give himself to him, to them, the maid servants, the Manjaris pray, a kosutli kavalari, Rupa Goswami, verse number 19. Oh, Pasha, that's an interesting name for Nanda Maharaj. Pashupalendra. Indra means king, king among all protectors, the king of protectors of the animals. Pashupal, Gopal, nourisher, protector. Pashupalendra, Kumar. Kumar means the son of that king. He's a prince. Pashupala, or you say Gopal. Gopal means one who protects the senses of the gopis. By how? By embracing them and kissing them. How else do you protect your senses? That's the only way to protect your senses. Get an embrace and a kiss and you're good. All your senses work fine. You may lose your sense of reality also. That's even better. You don't have to worry about your senses. Become senseless. Become senseless, your fate. You're okay then. Your fate and your lover's embrace, that's perfection. Happens all the time with a guy named Ananga. You ever heard of Ananga? Kangaichi? He's always losing his body. Ananga means no body. I lost my body. How you lost your body? I laid on top of Radharani, laid on top of me, embraced me, and I died. I left my body. I faded. So, wake up. He started fanning, come on. Hey, wait till we shaker, come on. Do something. Ananga, Ananga, Ananga. So the Manjaris are praying, O Prince of Braj, I offer my obeisances unto you. I like this. There's no Sanskrit verse here. How many is it? No, it's not. Pranipati Bhavan. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, come on, Kakubi. Rajiva to Mali Mali. I offer respects to you, and I anxiously pray to you. Krishna, be merciful to me, so I may become the object of mercy, Kripa Patra, of the crowning garland of all young girls of Braj Radharani, Sri Radhika. So, Krishna gives darshan of the Manjari. Manjari says, oh Jai, nice to see you, Krishna. How you doing? Fine. Listen, can you do me a favor? He can give you anything. He says, yeah, what do you want? Give me Radharani. Is that all you want? Yeah, okay. Hey, Radharani, come here. So that's all the Manjaris want. This is a sweet and beautiful result of attaining Sri Radhika's grace. That's a wonderful commentary by a wonderful devotee, Sri Anandas Prabhuji Maharaj, on verse 137. So now we'll do verse 138. And again, we have the word kada, which means there's some request. Kada means some request. When it's something about See, we deal in two time frames. We deal with present tense and future tense. Like most people in the material world, they're dealing in the present and the future. But they're dealing in the present material world and planning and thinking about the future material world. But the difference is devotees dealing in the present or dealing with the spiritual world in the present, and they're thinking of the future, how I'm dealing with the spiritual world in the present time in my sadhguru. I'm contemplating and dealing with and praying to the spiritual world in the future in my citadel. That's the difference between materialist and spiritualist. So we're dealing with two time frames, one in sadhguru and one in siddharu. Siddharu is future time. When? Kada, kabe, kabe, kada, kada, when? When will I brush your hair? When will I serve you in the kunj? When this and that? And now is now. Do the nihu. Get up, mangarati, shine around, study bhagavatam, serve Vaishnava. Kuja, everything we do as sadhakas. So this is our life. Our life is passing in time. Krishna says in Gita, Kalosmi, I am among controllers, I am time. Everyone's controlled by time. For everyone, time is taking away their life. Every minute gone is a minute closer to death. With a devotee, time is giving life. Time is not taking away life, time is giving life. A non-devotee, time is taking away life. Time represents mrityu. Mrityu. Krishna says in Gita, Mrityu sarva harashchaham. I come as death, which means the end of time. I come as death, which means the end of your time. And sarva harash. Hara means to steal, to take. I take everything away. But for a devotee, Krishna, time doesn't come as death. Time comes as life. Time comes with life. So when our time is up in this world, Krishna comes and takes us to the spiritual world. So our time is living time, live time, eternal time. We deal with eternal time in the present sadhguru, and we deal with eternal time in our present siddharu, and at the time of death we enter eternal time in our siddharu. That's how we move through time. Time is a blissful dance for devotees. Time is a blissful dance for devotees. But time is a funeral drudge or drag or whatever, so for a non-devotee. A minute gone is a minute closer to death. Everything khatam ho gaya. All your sandcastles in the sky and all your wild dreams and pipe dreams and other kinds of dreams are all finished. El finito. Hello, G. Jago. Italian, El finito. Text 138. Kada brindarani madura madura nanda rasade. Priyeshwarya keli vavan nava kunjani mrigaye. Kada, everywhere, kada. I go to sleep and I wake up and say, Kada, Kada. I'm supposed to wake up and say, Krishna, I could run. I say, Kada. Oh, I start reading these books. Wake up, Kada. What? When? What's happening? I don't know. You tell me. Kada Shiradaya Parakamala Madhvika Lahari Parivahesh Cheto Madhukaram Adiram Madhyata, Madhyata. God, try to turn the page here. Figured I got 10 of them, but now they're all on strike. That works too good. Okay, here we go. Translation of 138. So, this is in Sadhguru, I think so. appears to be in Siddharu. Well, it can be Sadhguru also, but basically the idea is Siddharu, spiritual body, Siddhadeya. When will I search for the Kali Kunja of Priyeshwari? Radharani's dearest girlfriend, dearest Ishri, dearest boss, in the new arbor, in the new arbors of sweet Vrindavan, mother of Vrindavan, Vrindavan mother of, mother of Vrindavan. And that bestow all sweet ecstatic rasa. When will the stream of honey wine, Madhyata means wine, I didn't do word for word, anyway, so translated. Madhyata means, when will the stream of honey wine, Madhvika Madhyata means honey wine made from Madhvika flowers, and honey makes wine when you ferment it with water. When will the stream of honey wine, which flows from Radha's lotus feet, intoxicate my bee-like mind and make it unsteady? So basically, the Manjari and Siddhadeya is praying, when will I get drunk? Sound familiar? Maybe fast, I don't know. Maybe fast, that's your life. Whatever. So, you know, she wants to drink honey wine. When you drink wine, what happens? You drink one sip, it's okay. Usually drink a bottle at least. And then you start flying. Then you see streams of honey flowing everywhere. Let's look at the word for word. Okay. When Vrindaranya, when Vrindavan, mother of Madhura Ananda, ever sweet bliss giving Vrindavan, Rasade, Priyeshwari, Radharani, my Ishri, and her Kali Navakunja, her freshly made flower kunja, I'll be searching for her. And when will I find Radharani and her Pada Kamala, her lotus feet, Madhvika Lahari Pariwahe? Lahari means waves, that bhajan is there. Yamuna be Lahari Sri Radha Radha. The waves in Yamuna are chanting Lahari. Are chanting Sri Radha Radha, Sri Radha Radha. So the lotus Radharani, streams of honey wine are flowing. Madhukara, and my chitta Madhukara, my chitta, my consciousness is like a Madhukara. Madhukara means one who works with honey. Madhukara in Sanskrit means one who works over honey. Moves with honey. The Madhukara's name, Sanskrit name for bumblebee, honeybee. And this will make me adhira. I'll become adhira, adhira madhyata. This Madhvika madhyata, this honey wine made from Madhvika flowers will make me a little unsteady. Drunk, in other words, but in short terms. So let's look at the commentary tomorrow. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe.